ever feel like you're juggling projects with, I don't know, just sticky notes and maybe hoping for the best?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when things get complicated, right?
Exactly. Well, today we're looking into a tool designed to help with that, Redmine. Think of it as like a central hub for all your projects.
A way to bring some order to the chaos.
Yes. And this deep dive is really aimed at you if you're maybe just starting out, looking for a way to get organized without, you know, feeling totally swamped.
Because that feeling of, oh no, another piece of software to learn, it's real.
It is. But we think Redmine can be surprisingly straightforward. We'll walk you through the basics.
That's the plan. Pull out the core concepts, show you how it can actually be pretty accessible, even if you're a complete beginner to project management tools.
Okay, sounds good. And just before we dive in, this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. They provide hosting for software like Redmine and support your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Right.
So let's get started. In simple terms, what is Redmine, fundamentally?
Okay, so Redmine, at its heart, it's a web application. It's designed specifically to help you manage your projects, keep track of everything online.
Online. So accessible from anywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. It's built using something called Ruby on Rails, but don't worry too much about the tech term.
Okay.
What that means for you, the user, is that it's designed to work across different systems, Mac, Windows, Linux, and it can use different kinds of databases too.
So it's flexible.
Very flexible, cross-platform, cross-database. That's the idea.
And you often hear open source mentioned with Redmine. What's the benefit there, especially for someone new?
That's a huge point, especially for beginners. Open source basically means it's free to use.
Free, like really free, or free trial?
No, free as in the core software doesn't cost you anything to download and use. It's under the GNU General Public License. Plus, the code is open, so a whole community helps improve it.
So no big upfront cost to get started with a powerful tool.
Exactly. That's a major advantage.
Okay, free and flexible. I like that. Now, one of its main selling points seems to be multiple projects support. How does that help if I'm juggling, say, three different things?
Right. This is where it gets really practical. It lets you set up distinct spaces within Redmine for each separate project.
Like different folders?
Sort of, yeah. Think of it like different digital notebooks maybe, but all held within one main system. Each project gets its own dedicated area for its tasks, its discussions, its files.
Keeps things from getting mixed up.
Totally. And what's also quite useful is that people involved can have different roles per project.
Ah, so I could be leading one project but just observing another.
Precisely. You might be a manager on project A, but just a developer or even just a viewer on Project B, it gives you fine-grained control over permissions.
That makes sense. And you can have public projects versus private ones too, right?
Yeah.
Control visibility?
Yes, you can control whether a project is visible to everyone who logs in or only to specific members you assign to it.
Okay. What about these modules you mentioned? Things like wiki and issue tracking. How do they work?
Think of modules as like toolkits you can switch on or off for each project.
So you only use what you need.
Exactly. The issue tracking module, for instance, that's basically your project's to-do list. It's where you list tasks, bugs, feature requests. Redmine calls them all issues.
Issues, got it.
Then you've got the wiki module. That's like a shared notebook or knowledge base for the project team. You can create pages, link them together, keep documentation right there.
And I can choose which ones I need for a specific project.
Yep. If it's a simple project, maybe you just need issue tracking, turn everything else off, keeps the interface clean. For bigger projects, maybe you need the wiki, forums, time tracking.
Yeah.
You just enable those modules.
And I saw something about sub-projects for really big things.
Yeah, that's another layer of organization. If you have a massive project, you can break it down into smaller, more manageable sub-projects, each potentially with its own modules and members, but still linked under the main one.
Okay, that sounds much less overwhelming. So let's say I've set up my project, enabled the modules I need. What features really help me organize the actual work?
Well, the flexible issue tracking system is probably the most central feature for day-to-day work.
The tasks, the issues.
Right. The flexibility comes from being able to define your own types of issues. Maybe you need bug, feature, support request, documentation task, whatever fits your workflow.
Customize the categories.
Exactly. And you can also define custom statuses, things like new, in progress, needs review, feedback, closed, rejected. You decide what steps your tasks go through.
So I can map out how we actually work.
You can. And Redmine helps manage how issues move between these statuses. That's called workflow transitions.
Workflow transitions. Sounds a bit technical.
It can be customized quite deeply, but the good news is Redmine comes with a default workflow already set up.
Ah, okay, so I don't have to figure that all out immediately.
Not at all. You can just use the standard new in progress resolved closed kind of flow to begin with and then tweak it later if you need something more specific. It makes starting much easier.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
Default settings are good. Now, I like seeing the big picture. Does it help with visualizing schedules?
Absolutely. That's where the Gantt chart and calendar features come in. If you put start dates and due dates on your issues.
Which you can do.
Oh, yes. Then Redmine can automatically generate a Gantt chart. It's a visual timeline bar chart showing all your tasks, their durations, and how they overlap.
Nice. Like a project timeline.
Exactly. And there's also a standard calendar view, which shows issue due dates and other milestones in a, well, a calendar format. Helps you see deadlines coming up.
Visual planning. That's definitely helpful. What about tracking effort? How much time is actually being spent?
Yep, it has built-in time tracking functionality. Team members can log time spent on specific issues or projects.
So people just enter like, work 2 hours on issue #123.
Basically, yes. It's usually pretty straightforward. You pick the issue, enter the time, maybe add a quick comment.
And why is that useful?
Well, several reasons. It helps understand where the effort is actually going. Good for planning future projects, estimating task durations better. And of course, if you need to bill clients based on time, it provides the data for that. You can run basic reports on the logged time.
Okay, tracking time makes sense. So I've got organization, tasks, timelines, time tracking. What about the collaboration side, helping the team work together?
Redmine has several features for that, too. There's news, documents, and files management.
Okay.
You can post project announcements or news updates, and you can upload and share documents and files directly related to the project, keeping everything in one place instead of scattered across emails or shared drives.
Centralized documents. Good.
Then, as we mentioned, there's the per-project wiki. This is really powerful for collaborative knowledge building. Teams can create and edit pages together, documenting processes, requirements, meeting notes. Anything important.
And it's easy to use, not like coding a web page.
No. It typically uses a simple text formatting syntax, like text style. It's designed to be easy to learn bold text, italics, lists, links, that kind of thing. Very accessible.
Okay. And forums.
Yeah, per project forums. If you need a dedicated space for discussions within a project team, you can enable the forum module. Good for Q&A, brainstorming, talking about specific topics without cluttering up issue comments.
So, wiki for structured info, forums for discussion.
Kinda, yeah. Different tools for different communication needs.
How do people keep up with all this activity? Do I have to log in constantly?
No, thankfully. That's where feeds and email notifications come in. Redmine provides activity feeds like RSS or Atom feeds that you can subscribe to.
So I can see updates in a feed reader.
Exactly. Or... more commonly, perhaps, you can configure email notifications. Get an email when an issue is assigned to you, or when an issue you're watching is updated, or when news is posted.
Customizable emails, that's key.
Definitely helps you stay informed without having to live inside Redmine 24/7.
Big plus. Okay, so someone's interested. They want to try it. How do they actually get started, get access?
Often, Redmine installations allow user self-registration. If the administrator has enabled it, you might just be able to go to the Redmine URL, click register, and create your own account.
Simple enough.
Yeah. And another point for accessibility is the multi-language support. Redmine's interface is translated into dozens of languages. English, German, French, Spanish, Japanese, many more.
So global teams can use it in their own language.
That's the goal. Makes it much easier to adopt internationally.
Right. Now, I also saw a mention of multiple databases support, MySQL, PostgreSQL, SQIAT. Is that something a beginner user needs to think about?
Honestly, no, not usually. That's more relevant for the person installing and managing the Redmine system.
Ah, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Exactly. It just tells the tech folks that Redmine is flexible about where it stores its data. For you as an end user, it just, well, works. You don't need to worry about which database it's using underneath.
Good to know. So if someone wants to dive deeper or maybe just poke around, where should they look?
The official Redmine website, redmine.org, is the best starting point. They have an overview section, a detailed features list.
Yet the official word.
Yep. And crucially, they link to the user's guide and developer's guide if you want the full documentation.
But installing it might still feel like a hurdle for some.
True. Which is why the unofficial online demo is fantastic. It's at demo.redminecloud.net.
So not run by the official Redmine project.
Correct. It's run by a third party. But it provides a live Redmine instance where you can sign up for free and just try everything out. Click around, create issues, explore the settings.
Without installing anything yourself.
Exactly. It's a brilliant way to get a feel for it, risk-free.
That demo link sounds incredibly useful for beginners. Definitely worth checking out. Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway for someone new to project management tools looking at Redmine?
I'd say the key thing is that Redmine offers a structured but still adaptable way to manage projects. It gives you that central place online.
Right, the hub.
Yeah, the hub for organizing your tasks, seeing your progress visually, collaborating with your team. And importantly, you can start simple and enable more features as you need them. It doesn't have to be overwhelming from day one.
Start simple. Grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
Central organization, flexible task tracking, solid collaboration tools. Those seem like the big wins.
Precisely.
And again, we really encourage you to explore that online demo or visit the Redmine website to see it all in action.
And maybe that leaves you with a question to ponder. If you think about the projects you're working on right now, how could using a system like Redmine, something centralized, customizable, potentially change how you approach your work?
That's a great question to think about. How could it streamline things for you?
Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of this deep dive. A big thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this exploration. Remember, SafeServer provides hosting for this software and supports your digital transformation. Learn more at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for exploring Redmine with us today.